Hey, glad you can make it. And welcome to the Employee Cycle Podcast, where we talk to HR innovators, thought leaders, and even some disruptors about the latest in HR trends, HR tech, and you guessed it, HR data. Well, you've heard enough of me talking. Now let's start the show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Employee Cycle Podcast. I'm your host, Bruce Marable, CEO of Employee Cycle, and you know us. We're your friendly, helpful people dashboard, helping all you HR and people leaders out there throw all of those spreadsheet dashboards in the trash. That's right. We know they're painful, they're manual, they take up a lot of time. And instead, you can use Employee Cycle to connect to all your different HR systems, your Bamboo, Zenefits, Namely, Greenhouse, 15.5, Glassdoor. We know you want all that data in one place. So why not use Employee Cycle to bring it all in one people dashboard so that you can view, track, analyze, and share all that people data from one centralized place. But that's enough about us, because today we have a great guest. So please help me welcome to the podcast, Mark Scherer, Director of HR at Verisys. And today we're going to discuss why HR needs to be more agile. Mark, welcome to the podcast.
Woo! Mark, welcome!
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
Thank you. So Mark, let's kick this off the best way we know how, by asking, how did you end up in the wonderful world of HR?
I ended up in recruitment's my foundation. I was doing sales prior, back in 2005, 2004, in that time frame. And I had somebody who said, hey, you should try recruitment. And I went over and started doing medical recruitment for doctors and doing short-term placements. And that's how I got started into HR with the foundation in recruitment.
Awesome. So today we're talking about why HR needs to be more agile. And I have to say, looking at your LinkedIn profile, the first section of your title says Agile HR. So you seem to be an expert, an enthusiast about this. So in the broadest sense, can you tell the audience, what does Agile HR look like? And then we can go into how and why and when this should apply to the HR role.
Yeah, so Agile HR is a different thought process. Instead of having a traditional plan for the entire year, month by month, and doing all your cost analysis and your planning at the very beginning and hoping that you hit your target at the end of the year, it's really taking your overall objectives that you're looking to achieve within the company and breaking that down into many different short-term sprints for that project. So if you're looking to change an organization's culture, you can't just plan it all out at the very beginning. You have to pivot and adjust and have it be centered around your people. You have to be able to put a foundation of trust within the organization that if you fail at something, that's okay. You can be able to pivot and adjust and tackle what is happening within your organization with the goals of your initiatives at the very top. So if you're looking for better training of your people, how can you do that on a day-to-day basis? What are you going to do? And really, it's trying to find how to do 1,000 wins in a year to accomplish your overall objectives as a company. Does that answer your question in a nutshell?
It does. And anytime I interview someone about the current state and the future state of where they believe HR should go, I really want to better understand, what do you believe the current state is, so that we could figure out where's the gap?
So current state with COVID, I think is I don't know. I don't know what tomorrow is. I don't know what next week is. For us, I do know one thing is certain at my organization. We're not going back into the office until 2020. For the rest of 2020, we're 2021, maybe, if there's a proven vaccine or therapeutic or herd immunity. But in our world right now, we have 94% of our staff that's working remote that used to work in the office. And so as far as I would say the current state right now is, it's a little chaotic, which I really like, because you get to try all these new things and experiment with your organization. And you can start piloting little projects with different departments or small teams that you're finding is being successful, and how to replicate that while maintaining your company culture. Before COVID, I think it was traditionalists. The future of work was probably 5-10 years out of really embracing remote work, because you had to change a lot of mindsets. But when it was forced, we saw in our place, we didn't think this would ever be the case. We saw better efficiency. We saw greater productivity within our workforce, so much that we decided that we're never going to go back to how it was. We're going to move into an entirely flexible work arrangement that puts our people at the center and allows them to have the best humane experience at work.
I should have clarified, when I was asking about the current state, I was talking about, and although I love that answer because that already has sparked some other questions I want to ask later on, but I also want to get your opinion and perspective on where do you believe the current state of the HR role is in comparison to where you believe this future agile HR role is, so we could talk about the gap to talk about what HR needs to do to get there.
I think the current state right now is and has been this traditionalist mindset that I have to plan out for the entire year or 3 to 5 years what an organization is going to look like, how things are going to operate in a company. And you put your traditional budgets together. You say, hey, we're going to do this in May. We're going to do this in July. We have our this initiative that we're happening over here. We're going to spend 10 months to do this implementation. And the reality is that things change so much that I think the future is it needs to be more people-centered. You can put all these great initiatives, but if you don't incorporate your people and adjust to how your environment is within your organization while embracing technology such as data analytics to be able to get heartbeats on your organization, you're already 3 months behind in getting that data and being able to adjust where your workforce needs to be. And I think that HR needs to get away from this traditionalist mindset that you have to be at a year in a company to work remote. Or you have all these policies and procedures that put up barriers to allowing people to collaborate and work together within an organization. Find ways to tear down those walls and experiment and see what happens. And you might be very surprised.
So I'm going to try to put my feet in the shoes of HR leaders who are listening to this interview and saying, Mark, this sounds great, and you're making it sound super easy, but how do I do my job and then also come off as being perceived as strategic if I don't have a long-term plan? And so to go into some of the specifics, one of the things you said is planning out 6 months to a year for some either software and or initiative implementation. If it takes that long for you to implement it because there's just no way to cut the time, how do you have a more agile process?
Well, I think that you can be able to put those that time frame in there, but you need to have periods of time. Like, you might get halfway through your implementation and realize there's issues that you never saw at the very beginning, and be able to change that implementation to match the needs of your organization. But it's to answer your question at the very beginning, I think that HR needs to really get to know their CEO and their leadership and their team and start building that relationship so you can be in sync with them. That's probably one of the best successes that I've had here, is I've gotten to be able to really talk with my CEO and say, hey, what is it that you want this place to look like? And then be able to offer suggestions and not be afraid of coming to him and giving ideas of how to make our place better. And I think you have to strip that fear of rejection and the possibility of failure, because if you don't do anything, you're never going to know if it works or not. But putting in it, trying like a software implementation, if I put Google into my organization, it's been from an Office 365 environment, there's going to be things I didn't plan at the very beginning that are going to come halfway through that implementation. I need to be able to adjust to the best needs of my people in the organization and not just say, hey, I'm on this track. I have to stay on this track.
That's interesting. That's really, really insightful. One of the things that jumped out to me based off of what you just said is the lack of communication, potential trust, potentially confidence in the relationship between HR and CEO why do you think that gap exists in so many organizations?
I think when I came on board, I remember my CEO telling me, he goes, "Hey, you know, we got to do stuff. So often we're like Lucy in the Peanuts. Therapy, here's 5 cents, but nothing ever really gets solved. How can you be able to make the workplace a better place and get to know your people?" And we've had many conversations. I have a cell phone. I can text him. I can Slack him anytime during the day when I have questions like, "Hey, what do you think about this? What if we did something like this?" And if I present something, he goes, "Hey, let me modify that." You have to understand that it's teamwork that's leading to a better organization. And that's where we came up between John and I of delivering a more humane experience. And we kind of put a bracket with the E from human experience at work to a humane experience that is tailored to each one of our unique individuals, that they have the ability to grow in the company. But I have to be able to have the CEO buy off on that. If the CEO is like, "This is how I want to have it, and it doesn't align with your values," go find the place that makes you the happiest in HR and be able to work around the values and find that harmony. But I think you have to have a lot of relationships with senior leaderships and then be able to build out an entirely different set of relationships with your middle line managers, because that's really where the critical part of an organization is. And you'll find where amazing teams are developed or really bad teams exist.
So as a founder of a tech company, I definitely understand the concept of agile, and especially from a development standpoint, when you may have 2-week sprints.
Yep.
And you are saying, "Here's the amount of stuff that we want to get done in these 2 weeks." Obviously, we have a broader agenda and a broader strategy that maybe over the course of 3 to 6 months, but all of that is broken down into chunks. As I'm listening to this, and again, trying to speak up for the HR leaders who can't ask questions now, but I'm sure they're saying, "Oh, Bruce, please ask Mark this." So I hope this is one of them. How would you go about creating something like a week or a bi-weekly sprint to make sure that you're on track and pivoting? Because that seems like a totally different mindset shift for the HR role.
So I am as the HR director, I have the highest level of HR. I report up to my CFO. I'm involved in the bi-weekly team meetings of each department. I get in there and I figure out what's happening. When they need my help, I'm coming in and saying, "All right, we need to fix these type of things." The feedback that I get from middle line managers and leadership teams that needs to happen allows me to come back to my HR team and say, "We need to fix this within our HRIS system. Let's have this on our track for this week." By the way, nobody's getting celebrated for their work anniversaries. We need to fix this now. Let's put this on our agenda. And so we create these boards of what's in progress, what's happening, what's completed. A simple Kanban, I always pronounce it wrong, Kanban board that you can be able to say what needs to be done, what's in progress, and what's completed. And every day for 10 minutes, we meet together as an HR team and talk about what we're working on, what got completed, where we need help, where the flag needs to raise. And we all work together as a team to accomplish those goals. And so as a course of 52 weeks, I get hundreds of small little micro wins that cascade into a very large transformation within the organization. And it's a lot easier to tackle those things with people when you put it down to a smaller level instead of making it a really giant project. Like, I have to do this week and next week. And then it's all formulated as this big, long plan, like a waterfall that just keeps cascading down, where the reality is we really work in an environment that's similar to a river. It turns, it goes up the side, it goes around corners, and it's not a straight line. It just doesn't work with people.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, it sounds like what you're saying is similar to how a product manager sits in the middle of the design team, the engineering team, marketing, sales, maybe even customer success or customer support, and being the glue and getting the feedback. So pushing and pulling information from all of these different stakeholders for the product, HR is almost like the product manager of the workforce.
You're right.
Speak to all the different stakeholders, managers at different levels, C-suite, and all the stakeholders to make sure that everything is going well with the workforce. Is that correct?
Yeah. You're instead of the customer being your client, the customer is your people.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. So to make this as actionable as possible, if we had a 1-2-3-step process, what would be the first, second, and third thing that you think HR leaders need to do in order to implement an agile HR process?
There's a great article, great couple of articles by Anna Travis in the Harvard Business Review of how to get HR to go more agile. There's certain things that I think are a little bit harder to make it agile. Compensation would be, compensation has the ability to be there, but compliance, sometimes employee relations, but the area that's the fastest way to be disruptive and be more agile is talent acquisition. How long is your process to hire somebody? How many people are you losing in that process? What does your data tell you? How fast can you move to get these people hired? If it's somebody who's a very skilled technical engineer that you need for your company, or that product manager, or the site supervisor that's hard to find, are you taking them through a 4-week process to get hired? Or are you being able to minimize that and work with the stakeholders in your company and make that happen faster? You can be able to cut out a lot of processes with talent acquisition. You can do it in employee, a little bit in employee relations, but compensation, be able to address compensation quicker and faster. Performance reviews. Are you only doing one a year, or are you having check-ins with your teams weekly or biweekly? We do biweekly check-ins at a minimum, where our middle line managers check in with their teams to know how they're doing, because they can adjust faster to the needs of their people. How are you doing engagement scores in your company? Are you doing pulses, whether they be quarterly, monthly, or even a weekly, or is it just an annual one? And then you give it to your team 3 months later and say, hey, this is how your team's doing. That data is out of date. It's not in sync with their teams. And I think the best thing for people to do is to get out of their office, or if they're virtual, find ways to engage with your people, get to know their names, get to figure out why they work there and what people are asking for, and then figure out ways to tear down some walls that are hindering productivity in the workplace.
Got it. Mark, this has been such an awesome interview. I really appreciate you bringing this unique and refreshing topic to our audience. This is the first time we've ever spoke about this, and you definitely laid out a great framework for people to become more agile in their HR role. So thank you for being on the Employee Cycle Podcast.
Woo! Welcome. Thank you, Bruce.
So where can people find you and Verisys online?
Verisys, V-E-R-I-S-Y-S. com. You can find me, Mark. Last name is spelled S-C-H-A-E-R-R-E-R. I'm on Twitter, Agile HR Guy. You can find me there too.
Awesome. And we'll definitely include all of that information in the show notes. So if you enjoyed listening to this podcast as much as Mark and I had creating it, then please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes or Google Reviews, or wherever you see a box to put in a review. Just type in Employee Cycle and say it's great if you liked it. Also, if this is your very first time listening to our podcast and you came here because you're either already a super fan of Mark, or you thought that the concept around becoming agile in the HR role was so compelling you wanted to listen in, but now you're hungry for more awesome episodes, then please subscribe to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. And last but not least, all of you HR and people leaders, please continue to hire, train, and retain the best workforce possible. Thanks. Later, kids.